This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Every one of us wants to be successful. What is wrong with that? Nothing. Alhamdulillah. Is success a concept that Allah spoke about in the Quran? And the answer is yes. One of the first ones where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started a surah by success is in Surah Al-Mu'minun. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, the believers are successful. But what kind of believers? And then he gives criteria, الَّذِينَ, those who. And he starts by فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Salah is the first indication of success in the sight of Allah, what he put in the Quran. خَاشِعُونَ, meaning they are humble, they have submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are obedient to Allah. During salah, they are focused. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. This is in life. This is outside ibadah. When they stay away from vain talk, not beneficial talk, let alone haram talk. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Now back to an act of worship that also is an important concept in dunya, which is money. لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. They absolutely do that without any hesitation. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. And chastity. Chastity, they take care of, or this is a priority for them, humbleness, chaste. Dress the way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Except with some exceptions, as we spoke about when we talked about the dress code. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. And again, an important concept that will give me success in dunya and akhirah is I keep my promise, I keep my covenant, I keep my word, I keep the appointments. If I say I'm coming at 8, I come at 8. If I am late, I'm going to say I am late. These are daily things, but it's a sign, subhanAllah, it's a sign of success in this dunya, and Allah put it in the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ. When someone trusts you with something, you keep the trust, and it's an act of worship. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Now he ended up, started with salah and ended up with salah. When salah, they really guard their salah. Salah is an important part of their life. Salah is something that they care about, that they, it's a priority for them. So that's number one. Success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. The person, and look at this is in Surah Ali Imran, the words Allah used, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ. زُحْزِحَ is when you push someone, or someone is really being pulled to be away from danger. زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. When that person was pushed away from the hellfire, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ, and they entered Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازْ. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Success is when everything I am doing in this life is gonna make me move away from the hellfire and get me to Jannah. Which means when I put up priorities in my life to be successful, first question should come to my mind, what will this do to me in the Akhirah? Even if it is successful in the dunya standard, I'm going to be rich, I am going to be very successful in career. There's nothing wrong with that as long as it is halal. But the question has to come with it. Is this going to give me success in akhirah? Is this going to push me away from the hellfire? Or this is going to be a reason, may Allah protect us all, to get me closer to the hellfire? One of the practical advices that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran helps me in success. What should I do to become successful in dunya and akhirah? And he said, وَمَنْ يُطَعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Anyone, and he said, woman, anybody, يُطَع, obey, Allah وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. It's a very general statement. Whomsoever obey Allah and the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام, فَقَدْ, indeed, it's done. فاز, success, he will be successful. And what kind of a success? Successful great success. فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. So what do I need to do to be successful? Yes, focus, put goals. The goals are halal. I want to be rich. I want to be successful in my career, in my family, with my children. All these are absolutely fine. In fact, المؤمن القوي خير من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير. The strong believer is better than the weak believer, and both in both there is goodness. And what is strength? Money, wealth is strength. Education is strength. Status is strength. However, as long as these, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me in dunya, it will be under the category of success if this will lead me to Jannah, if this will not take me away from Allah, if this not will be the reason that I am not going to go to Jannah, or I'm going to go to Jannah way late, and then I will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi irji'un, la'alli a'malu salihan fi ma tarakt. Ya Allah, send me back. I am going to change. I am going to do much better. I'm going to do good and righteous deeds. So we all need to know as Muslims, success is an Islamic concept. In fact, the believers were absolutely successful. Sahaba were successful, let alone Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So being successful is an Islamic concept. Is the question is, what kind of a success? And what this success will bring for me, or what fruit it will bring me in Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, Ya Rabbi Ameen, to learn, to practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us successful both in dunya and Akhirah, and all the Muslims, Ya Rabbi Ameen.